Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series, brought to you by My Cost Segregation. Today we cover the American Taxpayer Relief Act of 2012. This law was signed on January 2, 2013. It retroactively extended 50% bonus depreciation through December 31, 2013. Here is what that means and why it matters. By late 2012, the 100% bonus from the 2010 law had expired. Property placed in service in 2013 had no guaranteed bonus rate. Congress had not yet acted. Business owners who placed property in service in 2012 and 2013 were waiting to find out what their bonus rate would be. The American Taxpayer Relief Act resolved the uncertainty. It extended 50% bonus for property placed in service in 2012 and 2013. It did so retroactively, meaning property already placed in service in 2012 was covered even though the law came out in January of 2013. That is how Congress often handles these extensions. The law passes late, and it reaches back to cover the prior period. 50% bonus means you deduct 50% of the cost of qualifying short-life property in year one. The remaining 50% depreciates on the normal schedule for that asset class. 5-year property, 7-year property, 15-year property, all eligible. The law also extended Section 168K4, which is the AMT credit acceleration election. Some taxpayers, particularly corporations, had been subject to the alternative minimum tax in ways that limited the benefit of bonus depreciation. The AMT credit election gave them an option to take a credit instead of the accelerated bonus deduction in certain circumstances. The 2012 law kept that option alive for another year. Now let us connect this to cost segregation studies. If you placed a property in service in 2012 or 2013 and had a study done, the reclassified components, those 5-year, 7-year, and 15-year assets identified by the engineer, were eligible for 50% bonus. That means half their cost came off in year one. If your study found, say, $300,000 of short-life components, you deducted $150,000 in year one through bonus alone. That is on top of the regular first-year depreciation on the remaining $150,000 of basis that continued on the normal schedule. For business owners who were uncertain about their 2012 and 2013 tax situation, this law brought clarity. It confirmed the 50% rate, it applied retroactively, and it kept the bonus framework alive for one more 2-year window. After 2013, bonus depreciation continued to be extended and modified by additional laws. The PATH Act of 2015 set a phase-down schedule. Then the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017 brought 100% back. We cover all of that in separate episodes. What the 2012 Act shows is that Congress kept renewing bonus depreciation even when the 100% era was over. They stepped back from 100% to 50%, but they did not let it disappear. For businesses planning around depreciation, that pattern of renewal matters. It tells you that bonus depreciation has been a consistent part of the tax landscape for more than 20 years. For your cost segregation study, if your property was placed in service in 2012 or 2013, this is the law that authorized your 50% bonus. It is in the record, it is documented, and it is defensible. That is the American Taxpayer Relief Act of 2012. It retroactively extended 50% bonus depreciation through 2013, preserved the AMT credit election, and kept the bonus framework running through another cycle. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how this law connects to your specific placed-in-service year, check the authority library in your report.